Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Good day today. A wonderful day. I'm excited for this episode. I'm excited to be with you. Be sure to check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. If you've got questions as well, either send us a question through there, or you can actually send me a question, Chris at moneyripples.com, and say, hey, Chris, I got a question for you. Especially if it's an episode, if you have an idea for that, or you're just saying, hey, how do I apply this stuff in my own life? Let me know. So here today, I want to be able to welcome out our sponsors as well, American Homeowner Preservation. As I've mentioned before, if you want to be able to help, people be able to stay in their homes or be able to get out from under their homes, this is a great place where you can not only make a great social impact, but you can make great returns on your money too. And by the way, you can do it with just a minimum of $100. That's it. So if you want to be able to get great returns and make a great impact in people's lives, go ahead and check out www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP is an alpha hotel papa.com. So today I wanted to talk about, this is a question I get constantly from people all the time. I mean, and these are people that whether they work and barely make ends meet or they make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, a lot of people keep asking me the question about their 401k. And they're like, Chris, like, hey, with my 401k, can I do something better than this? And really, like, I'm getting a match. Why would I stop that match? Isn't that dumb money? That kind of thing that you always hear, right? Like, wouldn't it be dumb not to take advantage of the match? So I want to address that directly today. I want to talk about what that really does. I'll tell you, like, this first became apparent to me when I was a financial advisor. I was a couple years in. I remember hearing in a training about the rate of returns everybody keeps saying their match isn't. And I remember the first time I tried to describe it to somebody, I totally bombed it. And the guy questioned my math and just told me I was full of crap, right? So here's the actual math. Here's what it is. Now, when I say math, I'm not trying to scare you away, but I want you to understand that what you think you're getting, you're not actually getting. So what I hear from people a lot of times, even though this is becoming more and more rare, they'll say, hey, I get, a match up to 4 or 6% of my money. So I'm getting like 100% rate of return on my money. Chris, like, how can anybody beat that? Pretty easily, actually. Very easily. So let me talk about that. First and foremost, let's talk about, like, what the market's actually returning, right? Let's see what it's doing. Because I pretty much assure you that whatever the market's returning is going to be higher than probably the funds you're in your 401k. Maybe not in a single given year. But if you try to stay in a fund over time, you probably won't stay up with the market because most mutual funds never even match the market. Now, I know many people are going more into S&P 500 funds, so guess what? That's what I'm going to get you here. So as of the time of this recording, this is in mid-May of this recording, I decided to go back and really look at the real returns of the market, not the average. Give you an example here. If you look at like some of the returns that we've had, right? Like in the last 25 years, if you look at the last 25 years, going back to 1992, now you'd say, okay, cool. The market's returned 569 total percent. Now, if you're trying to do averages, right? If you're trying to do averages, like, well, look, let's look at this. Okay, well, divide that by 25 years. Oh, wow, that's an average of 22.76% a year? That's awesome. No, that's not true. that's kind of like an average, but that's not actually the average that even people will give you. That's an average if you're using very simple math. But you have to remember that there's compound interest involved. And so I actually used a calculator. I went to calculator.net and just said, okay, cool. Well, it did increase by 5.6911 times, to be exact, over that period of time, over 25 years. So, What would it take for $10,000 to become $56,911? You do the actual math on it, it becomes very different. The 25-year is actually 7.2%. Now, that's pretty typical for 25, 30, 40 years of what we've seen, right? I guarantee that's not a guarantee, you know, because times change. This includes like the big bubble of the 90s, you know, and the burst in the 2000s. It includes the big, huge run-up we've had lately, too. So we've got numbers all over the place, but we've got ups and downs. 7.2% isn't too far-fetched. So when someone says, hey, let's look at 6% in the market with your mutual funds, that's actually a pretty decent return if you can get that. And that's gross returns. That's the return you get before fees, taxes, and everything else. You factor in fees, especially if you have 401k, you probably have decent fees, usually at least 1%. 6% probably is a good number to be using because you do have fees coming out of your 401k, whether you know it or not. So that's the average for the 25 years. What's it been the last 10 years? Well, it's only been 4.65% because 2007 was hitting a high in the market and then right around this time of year, and then all of a sudden started tanking. So for a couple of years. So 4.65%, that includes some pretty bad down years that we had for 2008, 2009 especially. But then, of course, from 2009 on, it bounced back up. And so you look at the last 5 years, the five-year average, the actual return of the 5 years has actually been more like 13%. So even though we've seen 10 years been like, you know, 4.7%, the last 10 have been 13%. The last 5 years have been 13%. That's a lot. That's a huge number. That's way above the average of 7%. So the part you have to debate, there's part of the debate too of, okay, well, how much, you know, even if I start putting money in my 401k, would that really be good? Because even if you get a match, by the way, when the market goes down, you don't just lose your money, you're losing double the money. You're now losing the money you got matched too. So now everything's amplified. You know, the waves become bigger. So you feel the downs much worse than you do when you feel the ups. I mean, the ups are great, especially when you have a match, but the downs stink too, right? So let's talk about that match, because people will say, okay, that's 100% return. So I want to give you some historical stuff, right? So yeah, about 7% is kind of the average over the last 25 years. We've had about, 5 to 13%, depending if you look at 10 years or 5 years, right? 5 years have been very good to us, you know, but that's because they've all pretty much been up years, right? So even when somebody's like, hey, I've had 15% I've made this year, like I'm doing awesome. Am I investing? No, you're getting the basic market returns. You didn't do anything for that. You know, if you got 15% last year, that means you were average for last year. But you got to understand 15% is not realistic year after year. It's funny because sometimes people, when they look at returns, they're almost like business owners. When the business owner has a really good month or a good 2 months, they think that the rest of their year is going to look the same, forgetting, oh yeah, there are, you know, ups and downs sometimes. There's ebb and flow, you know. So sometimes things don't always go the way you project it. So the match, though, is the big thing. Because even if you didn't get a return, you're thinking, hey, 100% match is awesome. So I want you to use an example. Say that you're putting $5,000 a year in your 401k. You know, maybe you're just doing enough to get the match, right? So that means you're getting $5,000 on top of it, so for a total of $10,000. Now, you're right. In that first year, you double your money. That's like 100% rate of return. Where the numbers start faltering, and this is where people get thrown off, is after those first few months or first year or so, pretty soon the numbers start going down because now you're dealing with compound interest numbers. So when somebody tries to say, hey, I get 100% rate of return, that's not compounding, okay? Because I'll give you an example. If you have put in $5,000, and let's just say you got the 100% plus a 7% per year average. So 107% rate of return, right? Because you got market and you got your match. Well, guess what? That $5,000 a year you've been putting in for the next 30 years, guess what that number becomes? Hold on to your seatbelts here. This is what it is. $29 trillion. So if you're actually getting 107% rate of return each year because you're getting the market plus your match, if you're saying, hey, I get 100% return on my money, okay, well, let's project that out for 30 years. Does that mean you know people that have $29 trillion in their 401ks? Come on. Even Bill Gates is only worth right about $80 billion. I mean, so you're basically saying like, oh yeah, I'm worth at least 40 times Bill Gates after, you know, 30 years, you know, I'm doing a good job. No, That never happens. Never. You want to know what the real return is? Okay. So say you were getting 7%, right? So $5,000 at 7% after 30 years is $505,000. But if you get the match and say they double you 100% the whole time, which, by the way, people doubling your match, it's becoming less and less frequent. Companies are backing that off more and more. Now it's becoming more like 50% match, things like that. But let's just say it's 100%. Well, you know what? All the number does is double. So if it's 505,000, then it becomes 1,010,000. So if you get 100% match, you're right. Your money doubles, but it doesn't 100% return. In fact, the longer you have it, the less the return grows, the less it becomes more of a return. So for example, say that same example. I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers out here, but I want you to just follow along. And I know some of you guys that would be debating it probably are already running numbers like this, right? So if you ran this and you do this, again, calculator.net, you can use an interest calculator and compound it and figure it out. But if you got 7%, like I said, 505,000, 100% is 1,010,000. That actual return went from 7% to, on your own money, just your money, right, 10.55%. So basically 10.5%. You gain 3.5% with that return. So it wasn't a 100% return. It wasn't 107%. It was just an extra 3.5%. Which, by the way, that's great because that pretty much pays your taxes. So you could pretty much be in a tax-free place getting about those kind of returns, and you would probably match your 401k given the perfect market conditions, right? Does that make sense? So what it means is that, yeah, the return's not that great. If you do that after 40 years, by the way, that 40 years, it still just doubles. Well, that average return not only becomes 9.5%. So the longer you have your money in that 401k, the less benefit it gives you. You just double. I'd rather just double within a matter of a couple months and get that money. In fact, that's what one client we had do. One client was lucky enough. He was one of the 1%, you know, of not, I don't mean like the top 1% wealthy, but the 1% of 401k plans where he could actually pull the money out, not as a loan. He could pull it out while he was still working. He was able to do what's called in-service distributions. The cool thing was, is when we figured it out, we said, you know what? And he was over 60, so it was kind of cool. All he had to do is pay taxes, which he would pay normally if he didn't take the 401k. But we're like, wait, if you, all he had to do is leave $3,000 in there. I said, you know what you can do? You can go put your match for a couple paychecks, get your 100% match, and then pull the money out. So if he puts in a couple, you know, say he puts in like $500, he gets $1,000. That's a 500 dollar return, right? So basically 100% return in a month, and then he pulls it out. And so he's like, that's brilliant. I'm going to do that. So he would just put the money in, get the match, and then pull the money out. He was getting pretty much, you know, that in that case, that was free money. And by the way, the money in your 401k doesn't matter until you're using it. So it doesn't matter what the value is until you're actually using that money. It matters when you actually are trying to use it. So if it's in retirement or whenever it might be, that's when it matters. So the point I'm trying to make here is this, is that it's not the returns you think it is. It's not 100%. If you're lucky, you're making, like I just showed you, 2.5%, 3.5% in that example. And actually that number can fluctuate depending on how much you're really putting in. But really that's all it's doing is paying your taxes when you have to cash out your 401k down the road anyways, if that, you know, if you're even getting that much. So that pays for your taxes, whoop-de-doo. You can do that tax-free. We've talked about vehicles like that. Now, I've talked about life insurance. Now, life insurance may not return 7%. It might, but it might not. I wouldn't count on it. The thing is, what's cool is that a dollar today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow. If you can access your money today and then use it and create cash flow from it, that's what's important. Because, by the way, even if you got that $1 million, which pretty much I showed you in 30 years, that's how you get $1 million, right? You pretty much just get that 100% match for the next 30 years, earning 7%, and you're putting $5,000 a year. Voila, you've made $1 million. Here's the thing. You're not supposed to be pulling out much more than like 3%. So that's only $30,000 a year. Well, that's not much, is it? Now, could you do $30,000 a year somewhere else or $2,500 a month? Yeah. For example, a couple hundred grand in real estate could do that. You know, I've actually had clients do that kind of thing. I had one client making half that cash flow with about $84,000 put into real estate. That's $84,000. He didn't have to have $1 million to do that. He didn't have to have $500,000 to do that. He did it with $84,000. He did it with real estate. I've mentioned other things, you know, like, again, these things are not guaranteed, just like the market's not guaranteed, right? But can you make it better other places? Yes. Unfortunately, your financial advisor will never offer it to you. That's why it just doesn't work. You're not going to have a mutual fund that's going to do that. And even if they say, hey, this is creative, this is a managed fund, this means somebody actually does something with it. Well, guess what? Managed funds a lot of times don't even perform nearly as well as the funds that are just in the S&P, you know, and have lower fees. And so, yeah, your 401k, even with the match, I mean, really, if you're looking at the example I just gave you for 30 years, as long as you're beating at least a 10.5% rate of return, and that's if the market actually does something, and that's if you're earning 7% after fees, right, which is probably not likely, but you could. It's possible, but not likely. You know, if you're earning at least 10%, yeah, there's plenty of places to do that. And the cool thing is that 10% is cash on cash, meaning that you're getting paid cash flow. Not just accumulating money where you're hoping and praying it works, but you're getting cash flow now. And that's creating so much more. You could do that in your business. Some of you guys are business owners. I'm shocked that sometimes you'll have a side job. And you'll be stuffing your 401k. It's like, why? Why would you stuff money in that but not in your own business? Or why, if you're an investor, why wouldn't you put it in your own investments? The thing is, like I mentioned this with Buck, you know, with a few episodes ago, you know, Buck and I were talking about the things that millionaires do. They laugh at mutual funds. They think 401ks and IRAs are dumb. This is why, because that match doesn't do much. In fact, by the way, I had somebody comment asking about the match. Well, here's your answer. The match doesn't do as much as you think it does. It's just golden handcuffs. And the thing is, if you die before you ever get that money, that's a negative 100% rate of return because you don't enjoy it. You don't get any benefit from that. You know, it's just an expense. If you think about it, 401k is really just an expense until you finally are able to cash it out. It's just this number on a piece of paper until you're using it. I would rather make money today, creating cash flow today, that actually shows up. That's the key. So that's what I want to leave you guys with. I want you guys to really ponder on this. Really consider that maybe everything you've been taught is just a bunch of people in a financial company, which, by the way, they've put billions of dollars in advertising, right? They have billions and trillions of dollars that they manage, and they want more of it. They want you to put the money with them. They're the same people that tell you it takes money to make money, right? And they're the same people that say, leave it in there for the long haul, however long that is, while they go and they make money with your money anyways. They're making better returns. Listen, it's time for you to become the investor. It's time for you to invest in the number one investment in yourself. Get the knowledge. Get the training. Find out what's really going to work for you, because there is no magic bullet investment. Now, I'll tell you though, when I have people come and ask me all the time, like when they're saying, okay, I've got a couple hundred thousand, or I've got several hundred thousand dollars or whatever, or tens of thousands, what can I do with this? Well, it just depends. Every person is different. Every person gets a better rate of return. Sometimes paying off your loans and your debt can be better rate of return than even your 401k with a match. And you're getting immediate cash flow benefit today. Some people, that's the case. Some people, it's in business. Sometimes it's in real estate. Sometimes it's in other investments. You know, I mentioned one at the beginning of this call that's an investment that's $100 minimum. I mean, there's all kinds of options out there. The hardest thing is there's all kinds of options. So the best thing you do is narrow it down by what you know, what you're passionate about, get the education, get the training, and then figure out what's going to be the best investment for you. So if you've got a question about your own situation, like I said, email me, chris@moneyripples.com, and let's talk. I mean, there's lots of options out there, but I'm telling you that the world is so much bigger and better than the cruddy 401ks that you'd have to put in tens and thousands of dollars just to be able to get something decent. So like I said, you want to see more options? You want to see what's possible? Email me, chris@moneyripples.com. In the meantime, you guys have a great and prosperous week, and know that there is hope and that there's a bigger, better world than what you've been taught. This is Chris Miles here signing off. Have a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see ya.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.